Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave. You're so sway. Oh, Dave. I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday, the 18th of December, 2020, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM and streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca from an undisclosed location somewhere on the unceded territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people. On the program today, it's a week away from the big holiday. We've got some local theater Christmas events for you, plus some of our favorite holiday songs from local artists. It's the Radio for Shut-Ins version of Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial.
biting wind rattled the sign above the counting house door. Scrooge never painted out old Marley's name.
Scrooge and Marley.
Sometimes people new to business called Scrooge, Scrooge, and sometimes Marley.
But he answered to both names. It was all the same to him.
Scrooge.
Hard and sharp as flint, from which no steel had ever struck out generous fire.
The cold within him froze his old features.
Nipped his pointed nose, made his eyes red.
His thin blue lips spoke out shrewdly in his grating voice. A squeezing,
wrenching,
grasping,
scraping,
clutching,
covetous,
oh,
sinner.
One.
Two.
3 o'clock.
Humbug! It's dark enough outside. I would think Mrs. Cratchit should be wondering where her Bob Cratchit is.
The voice of the kindly clerk, Bob Cratchit, quavered with the candle, which cast its silhouette against the wall of Scrooge's dimly lit counting house.
Call you the clock upon the wall a liar?
Why, no, Mr. Scrooge.
Call you the bellows of the Bow Bells liar?
No, not at all, Mr. Scrooge.
Certainly you do not call me.
Of course not, Mr. Scrooge. I remark only on the unnatural pall of the day. Perhaps a little more oil on the lamps might brighten the room. A lump or two of coal upon the fire.
Perhaps a lump or two upon one Bob Cratchit.
Nah, that, sir, will not thaw the ink.
Must you make that infernal noise?
I might stimulate some liquidity yet.
Consider, it is not the light, but your miserable eyes that fail you. Should I consider procuring a superior clerk or superior candles? I needn't pay them a day's wages for lost labour tomorrow.
Well, sir, we did discuss that on this day of Christmas Eve, I might perhaps, in fact, go home early.
One more knock from that inkwell and I'll give you a knocking.
Bob bounced from his seat and was bound towards the door and the source of the rapping. Most importantly, clear of the catch of Scrooge's heavy hand.
Uncle Scrooge! Uncle Scrooge, how are you?
Ah!
Said Scrooge as the door closed to the kindly voice.
And a very Merry Christmas to you, Master Freddy.
Humbug!
That was a moment from Charles Dickens' A Christmas Carol, adapted as a radio play by Eric Gow and presented by Metro Theatre under the direction of Chris Adams. Last week, we spoke with Chris and Eric, along with David Adams, who plays Scrooge, and at that time, we weren't really sure how the show was going to be presented. Of course, since then, we've had the announcement that theaters are closed until the new year, so Metro is going ahead with the online streaming version. It goes live on Monday, December 21st at 2 p.m., and then from then on, it'll be available to watch as a recording until the 3rd of January. If you want more information to arrange a viewing, go to metrotheater.com.
When all the world is a hopeless jumble and the raindrops tumble all around, heaven opens a magic lane. When all the clouds darken up the skyway, there's an east side byway to be found, just visible from your window pane. It's a place with lots of sun, near Commercial and the Broadway sky. Someday I'll go to Trout Lake Farmer's Market and buy vegetables and fruit, yeah. Microgreens and blue potatoes, turmeric lattes, and of course some kombucha. If sweet Tibetan prayer flags fly just east of Maine, oh why can't I?
That is Meiko Yamamoto with a song from this year's East Van Panto, which was not canceled this year. Join Veda Hilly and an all-star cast of East Van Panto favorites, including Don Petten, Donna Soares, Amanda Sum, Sean McDonald, and Mark Chavez, as they relive moments from Panto's past. It's a live stream performance from the York Theatre that you can see from now until the 27th of December. Tickets are just $35, and you can get them and more information at theculch.com.
I take a little sugar in my tea. I told you, but you never remember me. And it's the little things you're forgetting. You're making it up in the same old ways. Doesn't feel like love, but just a daze. It's like you're putting up with me.
Collective, a writer-driven initiative aimed at supporting women and female-identifying creative writers, invites film, television, play, and web series writers to join Script Intensive 2021 with Lisa Lafferty. It happens on Sundays or Tuesdays from 10 a.m. till 1:30 p.m. via Zoom starting on the 10th of January. Wet Ink Collective is an equitable, diverse, and inclusive organization. And you can find out more information by going to wetinkcollective.ca.
To prevent the spread of coronavirus 2019, or COVID-19, social distancing and self-isolation measures have been recommended. Here are some tips for managing your mental health while working from home, in self-isolation, quarantined, having to be home due to loss of employment, or just having to be home more than usual, according to @counselingforallseasons on Instagram. Try to create a structure or routine for your day. Structure helps us feel a sense of normalcy and control, and this is especially important during a time with a lot of unknowns. Routines do not have to be about productivity. Take a nap, go for a walk, or read a book. Remember to have regular meals and hydrate. This can add to a regular routine, and both of these can contribute to mood changes. If it's possible, get outside. If it's possible, get outside or open your windows. Fresh air and natural light can be beneficial to mental health. Don't be afraid to go outside. Just make sure you're observing basic social distancing. Stick to a sleep routine. Both lack of sleep and excess sleep can increase anxiety and depression. Keep up with personal hygiene and chores. Skipping personal hygiene routines can affect our moods, so try to shower, etc., even though you're not going out. Keeping your space tidy and clean can help with mental health, but it'll also contribute to preventing the spread of COVID-19. It's two birds, one stone. Remember to connect with loved ones. We might not be able to see people face to face, but that doesn't mean that those relationships are any less meaningful or important. Connection is vital to our mental health, especially in times that can feel full of despair.
This week on the Arts Report, film, theater, dance, books, visual art, and more. Every Wednesday at 5 p.m., the Arts Reporters explore what's fun, fascinating, campy, or critical in the Vancouver art scene. You can find bonus content on our Mixcloud, Facebook, and Twitter. Got an idea for a review, interview, or original production? Email arts@citr.ca. Listen Wednesdays at 5 p.m. or anytime on citr.ca.
The world is a better place because of Kim Kardashian's empire,
Cheetos,
fleece material,
and Discorder.
It's a local independent music magazine from CITR.
Which means that we can print whatever we heckin' want.
Album and live show reviews, interviews with artists, and sweet illustrations grace our pages.
And even you, listener, can contribute.
Just visit citr.ca/discorder/contribute.
You can grab it around town or read it at discorder.ca.
Forever local and forever free.
Another of Vancouver's great bands from the 80s has come back with a new release. Red Herring were one of the many art rock bands that emerged as a second wave after the punk scene took off in the late 1970s. They won CITR's shindig and even had a sort of hit single, at least on CITR and on the video show Soundproof. It was called Taste Test. Well, they reformed in 2013 and have released their first recording in 35 years. The album is called Neon. You can find it on Bandcamp. And this is The Brain Song.
The brain is locked inside the skull, where life is very dull. Jammed like slugs in Tupperware, it's squirming to get sick of sucking news out of the eyeballs and the nostrils. Second-hand sensations just have never been. Longs to meet another brain without the use of buffers. Dreaming, scheming, screaming for some unimpeded love. Moving out the brain. Against mine, a lips touch lips and nerve ends me. Contact.
Single, single, single.
Brains are still so far apart. Oh, cruel separation. Telegraphing loneliness through miles and miles.
Moving their wooden jaws and plan on getting up. Moving out the brain. Low, 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 low.
against each other and do men going, 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 going.
Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a light this year. Do you hear what I hear? Daddy's crying in the basement. Daddy's had such a bad year, full of shame and self-debasement. Now he can't find his tools, and he can't find the tree stand, and he can't find the screws. And who put away the lights this way? It's not how you do it, it's just not how it's done. Why can't we do anything right? Why do we do everything wrong in this house? So let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Oh, let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Do you know what I know? Mom is swearing on her cell phone. She had to call her friend Joan, 'cause she can't handle my dad alone. 'Cause she's sick, Mom's so sick of Dad and his tears and emotional fits. She wishes he was strong, 'cause if he was stronger, he could pull up his socks and just deal with it. But he can't get right. Wait for it. But he can't get right tonight. Oh, okay, I'm doing this. They can put up a tree on their own while I pretend that I'm not home. I'll give myself a silent night by staying out of the tree fight that happens every year. How about some Christmas cheer? How about some good old fashioned Christmas cheer? Christmas cheer. Really? Okay. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree. Really? This tree. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year.
didn't know we were tagging it like that. Let's put up the Christmas tree without a fight this year. Thank you very much. Really? You just put a tag on it? You don't tell me?
This year, Touchstone Theater and Artistic Director Roy Surrett have invited artists to imagine, express, and articulate the seismic shift experienced when creating in isolation. Seismic Shift is an opportunity for playwrights to reimagine their creative process in a digital space by creating solo performance in our new reality. Productions are shared digitally through Touchstone's YouTube channel, and you can watch them for free. Touchstone's first Seismic Shift production is I Know I'm Supposed to Love You, written by and starring up-and-coming playwright Norman Young, directed by Daniela Atencia, with cinematography by Zach Whitcomb. In this solo production, Young plays a writer confronting his next chapter of his life by explaining to his future child why they were born. It's a reason the child might not appreciate. I Know I'm Supposed to Love You is a metaphysical meditation on aging and loss, but really it's simply a love letter to family. As Young himself says, there's no hiding the fact that the Chinese family dynamic runs through the project's veins. Although this project is rooted in his own life, he is indeed playing a character. It's the best way to be honest with enough distance to be critical. Or as he says himself, this thing is pretty meta. I Know I'm Supposed to Love You, written and performed by Norman Young, is now available to watch online for free at touchstonetheater.com.
Yeah.
Western Gold Theater is offering a series of podcasts, audio stories, interviews, and play readings, which will be aired on a regular basis, presented by and featuring the talents of this country's top theater artists. First up, some seasonal stories, brought to you by some familiar voices, Russell Roberts and Anna Hagen. Russell's going to be reading A Child's Christmas in Wales, the classic by Dylan Thomas. Anna is going to be performing A Lute for Christmas by Susan Adams, with accompaniment by Clive Titmus. And then Russell Roberts will be back with three Christmas tales, The Gift of the Magi by O. Henry, Christmas Day in the Morning by Pearl S. Buck, and Yes, Virginia, There is a Santa Claus by Francis B. Church. You can find it all at westerngoldtheater.org.
I'm just not in the mood. With you so far away, this can't be a holiday. No matter what I do, it's just not Christmas without you. The stockings are hung by the chimney with care. Sounds of laughter can be heard everywhere. How can the Yuletide start? It's not Christmas without you. No matter where you are, you'll always have my heart. How can I celebrate when we're so far apart? This just isn't fair, it's driving me insane. When can I hold you in my arms once again? With no one to hold you, Christmas Day can be so cold. No one to kiss you. What good is mistletoe? Try my best to hide the loneliness I feel inside. Don't know what to do. It's just not Christmas without you.
And we sounds okay.
Turn up the jingle all the way.
With some digital delay.
All the way, and we yelled hooray.
Hooray!
Those sleigh bells saved the day.
Celebrate the return of the sun with the 27th annual Winter Solstice Lantern Festival. Start by going to the Secret Lantern YouTube channel and discover how you can make beautiful lanterns and headdresses with natural materials. Then join the Winter Solstice Lantern Festival and share your homemade creations on Zoom. It's happening Monday, December 21st at 6 p.m. It's an at-home solstice celebration with an interactive lantern dance party, a virtual walk through the labyrinth of light, dark tales of solstices past, live music, headdress making with plants, astonishing astronomy, and you. For more information, go to secretlantern.org or you can follow them on Facebook.
Sun. to say it, yeah, I would say it.
That's our show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Music today was by the East Van Panto, Lauren Porter, Red Herring, Chris Elkstrand, Madeline Reed, the Cypress Street Band, The New Black, Yukon Blonde, Apple White, Black, Blonde, and White, Jody Glenham, and Sandra May Lux. Remember, if you want to keep in the know about theater happenings and not happenings in these wacky times, check out Theater Wire, createastir.ca, and Colin Thomas's Fresh Sheet, and listen to the Arts Report every Wednesday at 5 o'clock right here on CITR. And if you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, search out our podcast archive at citr.ca. You can also find us on player.fm, and remember to like, share, and subscribe, because Sharon deserves it. Stick around, because Audrey's up next with Too Dreamy, followed by Beppe Crespin at 2, and our very own star on the BC Entertainment Walk of Fame, Nardwar the Human Serviette, at 3:30. Dave Radio will have a very special Christmas show next week at this same time. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
The CM, the CIA, think I'm clean and
This is Katie J. I play drums in Lié. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver on the traditional, ancestral, and unceded territory of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh people.
What is this?
CITR 101.9 FM.
A center for ants!
What?
We're a radio station broadcasting from UBC Vancouver.
How can we be expected to teach children to learn how to read if they can't even fit inside the building?
Visit citr.ca.
Derek, it's just a...
I don't want to hear your excuses! The center has to be at least... 3 times bigger than this!